Okay, part two, introduction to halacha. We're holding by Hillel's Talmidim. So he said Rabbi Yochanan was his small Talmid, and Rabbi Yochanan had disciples, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer, and they had a disciple, Rabbi Akiva. Now we're talking about the Roman period. We know Rabbi Akiva was tortured and killed by the Romans. And Rabbi Akiva had five disciples. He had many disciples, but he had five disciples. Rabbi Meir was a disciple of Rabbi Akiva's. Rabbi Nechemiah, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. These were Rabbi Shimon Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. These disciples of Rabbi Akiva, they are the bulk of Torah Shabbat Peh. When we say any Mishnah that says a law and doesn't say whose opinion it is, we say that's Rabbi Meir. And who is Rabbi Meir? He was a disciple of Rabbi Akiva. And who is Rabbi Akiva? He was a disciple of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer. And who are Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer? They were disciples of Rabbi Yochanan. And who is Rabbi Yochanan? He was a disciple of Hillel. And Hillel takes us back through the Nassim. We go all the way back to King David. He was from the house of David. Hillel takes us back to Ezra, to the beginning of the Second Temple. He was a Nasi who got from a Nasi who got all the way back to Ezra. And Ezra takes us back to Moshe Rabbeinu. We have the tradition. If you want to see, the Rambam in his introduction enumerates how the tradition went from Moshe to Ravashi till the end of the Gemara. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, who passed it down to whom? So, anytime we have in a Tosefta are the Tanaic literature which were not part of the Mishnah, but were almost part of the Mishnah. They were part of an earlier version of the Mishnah. So anytime you have a Tosefta that doesn't tell us anyone's opinion, so that's Rabbi Nechemiah, who was a disciple of Rabbi Akiva, who was a disciple of Rabbi Lezer of Yeshua, who were disciples of Rabbi Yochanan, who was a disciple of Hillel. So anytime you have a Tosefta, Sifra, that's the oral, the like the Mishnah, it's oral law that was organized on the Sefer Bamidbar and Dvar. They go Bismam Sochim. Anytime you have a Sifra that doesn't tell us whose opinion it is, I'm sorry, Sifra is Sifra de Beirav, that's the Mechilta, that's on Sefer Shmos. Sorry. So that's anytime you have a Sifra without an opinion, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? Again, a disciple of Rabbi Akiva, going all the way back to Hillel. Anytime you have Sifri, that's on Bamidbar and Dvar. You have without an opinion, that's Rabbi Shimon. Who's Rabbi Shimon? Disciple of Rabbi Akiva. So we see that Rabbi Akiva is the central figure of Torah Shabbat Peh. It's his disciples who run the show in Torah Shabbat Peh. Anytime you don't know who's talking in the Mishnah, it's Rabbi Meir, a disciple of Rabbi Akiva. Sometimes you see who's talking. Who's the first opinion in Mishnayis? Rabbi Lezer. Who's Rabbi Lezer? Anytime you have Rabbi Lezer in Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer ben Hyrcanus, a disciple of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yeshua, that's Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe. So Rabbi Akiva is one of the central figures in Torah Shabbat Peh. Now, we're talking about the involvement of Torah Shabbat Peh. We have Hillel, his son was Shimon, his son was Gamliel, his son was Shimon. So that Gamliel, which we mentioned, Hillel's grandson, was Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken. That's the old Rabbi Gamliel. The Rabbi Gamliel that we encounter a lot in the Mishnah is very often the young